In revival, amen. We have tonight, and then tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Thursday night at 7 p.m. We're going to start our Camp Courage. Everybody's welcome to come. These are our special services, and we have with us John and Marshall Killian of Sledgehammer Ministries, Dorman and Cindy Pollitt and Matt Pollitt and Jim Smith that are here, and we actually and there's more coming. Amen. So we just want to invite you to come out Thursday evening at 7, Friday evening at 7, and Saturday morning. And there are going to be three powerful services. We're having our Camp Courage, and then during the day we're doing activities with our young people, and we're going to have a good time. You know, I'll tell you what, being around young people, they produce energy. And sometimes just getting around them, you catch their energy. You know, some things are better caught than taught, right? So we're glad you're here tonight. And if you're visiting with us, we want to say welcome to you. Welcome to Victory Christian Fellowship. And I'll tell you what, I just sense a stirring of the pot. Amen? I feel like the Lord's just got a big spoon and he's just stirring some things up. And we're just getting started. Woo! Wow, there's some new wine flowing. Hallelujah. You know, if you want to embrace the new move of God, you got to have a new wineskin. You know, an old wineskin is hard and brittle. It resists. When there's a move, it resists, you know. But I don't want you to resist. If you have your Bibles tonight, I want you to turn to Isaiah 51. We're going to begin here, and then we're going to get into what the Lord has for us tonight. But I believe that this relates to the day that we're living in. Isaiah 51, verse 1. The Lord is saying here, hearken to me. In other words, he's saying, listen to me. You that follow after righteousness, you that seek the Lord. Notice he's talking to a particular group of people. The righteous and those that seek the Lord, look unto the rock where you are hewn. Sometimes we got to look to the rock. We got to look back to our DNA. Do you realize that you got the King of Kings, Lord of Lords DNA running through your veins? Amen? And he says, and to the hole of the pit where you are digged, says, look unto Abraham, your father. Because we know that all the blessings of Abraham are ours, right? Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. And unto Sarah that bare you, for I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. For the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places. He will make her wilderness like Eden. You know, if you feel like you're living in a dry place, he'll turn your dry place into an Eden. You know what they had in Eden? It was good living. You talk about better homes and gardens. And he will make her wilderness like Eden and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein. Thanksgiving and the voice of melody. But how are we going to get it? Hearken to me, he says, my people. Give ear unto me. Not, notice he said to me. There's a lot of things that are vying for your attention. But if you invest your attention into the Lord, it pays great dividends. And this has something to do with my message. And then he says, my nation, for a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people. My righteousness is near. You know, some of you may feel like God's just far away. No, his righteousness is near. My salvation is gone forth. My arm shall judge the people, and the isles shall wait upon me, and on my arm shall they trust. Lift up your eyes to the heavens, and look upon the earth beneath, for the heavens shall vanish away like a smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment, and they that dwell therein shall die in like manner. But my salvation shall be forever. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad that God gives us salvation forever? And my righteousness shall not be abolished. Hearken unto me. Do you think he's trying to get something across here? When you keep saying, listen to me, you're trying to get people to listen to you, amen? Because what he has to say is important. So I want you to listen to the Lord tonight. I want you to seek after righteousness. Amen. If you have your Bibles, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And we've been doing a series called Gifts, Services, and the Way God Works. And what the Lord showed me was God gives you gifts to serve in a variety of ways so that you can see and experience the different ways that God works. When you use your gift, you're going to see God work because you're going to see His glory manifest, and He's going to bring His will to pass. And the gifts of the Spirit are divine communications transmitted from the Holy Trinity through the channel of the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, to the church, which is the body of the Lord Jesus Christ upon the earth. And that's a quote from Lester Summerall, but I thought it was so good. And by now you should be in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And how many gifts are there?
Nine.
How many categories of the gifts are there? What's one of the categories? Power, utterance, and revelation or seeing. All right. What are some of the gifts?
Prophecy.
Healing. Miracles. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge. Faith. Speaking in tongues and interpretation. And prophecy, faith. I don't know which one we missed, but there's nine of them. Yeah, miracles. Oh, discerning the spirits. Yeah, that's it. Amen. See, I have to do a test to see if you're learning. I got to test the teacher. Amen. Now, I want you to look down to verse 12. And we're going to get into what the Lord laid on my heart tonight about these gifts. He is very concerned about the body. And the Holy Spirit is the guardian of the body. He makes sure that there's nothing coming into the body. The Holy Ghost is like white blood cells. When something enters your body that's not supposed to be there, you have white blood cells that attack that thing until they get rid of it, right? Well, the Holy Ghost is like white blood cells to the body of Christ. And he says this, "For as the body is one and has many members." How many body of Christ are there?
One.
How many members are there?
Many.
Say, "I'm a member." All right. Membership has its privileges. All right. Praise the Lord. And all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. And then he says, "For by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bound or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many." All right? So I want to talk to you tonight about the unity of the body and bringing people together through the Holy Spirit. Amen? Isn't it awesome how God, the last thing that Jesus gave to us before he left was his Holy Spirit. He said, "It is necessary that I go away. Because if I don't go, the other comforter will not come. But I'm going to the Father and I'm going to send another comforter." He's one just like me in nature and divinity, but he's going to be working among you. He's going to be working in the body. He's going to be making sure that the body's healthy, making sure that the body's operating and functioning just like it should. The Holy Spirit. And God is very concerned about the unity of the body. I want to ask you a question. How are you going to get every part of the body to work together? Aren't you glad that your hand doesn't have a mind of its own? You want to go here and your hand wants to go here, right? Aren't you glad that there's one central communication for your body called your brain? And how many people here have to think about breathing? All right, no one has to think about breathing. Okay. What's it going to take to get the body to work together? I'll give you two answers. It's going to take power and fire to get the body to work together. Amen? The body works together with power and fire. What does your brain send out? It sends out signals, impulses. It sends it throughout nerves of the body, right? When you touch something hot, your body says, ooh, that's hot, you better move your hand. It's amazing. Now, God is the brains of the body. But the Holy Spirit carries out, he's like the communication network. He carries out the impulses from God and makes it, brings it to come to pass. All right? So here's what it's going to take to get the body to work together. It's going to take power, fire, wisdom, and gifts. That's what it's going to take to get the body to work together. We need every facet of the Spirit that we can get. All right? And as I said before, we have the same DNA as Christ. Think about that. It's no longer I that live, but what? But Christ that lives within me. Hallelujah. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Our DNA has been changed through salvation, through the blood. We've had a blood transfusion. Glory to God. We were in a pit. We were in miry clay. But Jesus reached down of heaven. He walked on this earth. He made a way for us to get to the Father. And now, you and I have to work together. Go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. You know, look at what's going to take place with this camp. You know, we got a lot of different people that are coming together to make this happen. We have a lot of different gifts that God's bringing together. South Carolina, Canada, and the two more guys came that are going to be part of the camp. They're sitting in the back there. It's Daniel Bowers, right? And who is it? Anthony. All right. Good to have you guys. Praise the Lord. And I'm pumped. I'm excited. I mean, God's got some good things that are going to happen. Glory to God. We're going to touch the next generation. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. The Bible says, we, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. Do you realize that you have the same spirit of faith that David did when he faced Goliath? You have the same spirit of faith that caused Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to stand up when they were having peer pressure to compromise? You have the same spirit of faith to rise up and say, I'm not going to bow. You have the same spirit of faith that Mary said, be it according unto me as you said. The same spirit. She simply just received God's word and she gave a supernatural birth. You have the same spirit of faith. Notice it's a spirit of faith. It goes back to our DNA. We are united together by the Holy Spirit. The same spirit. Jesus said you can have the same spirit that was in Christ Jesus is also in you. If the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he'll quicken your mortal bodies. He brings about a change and a metamorphosis, a transformation. Am I talking too deep for you? I want you to see that you have I have the same spirit of faith as the apostles, as the elders, as the fathers of faith, as those who did great exploits. Say me, I have the same spirit of faith. But sometimes we don't think that, do we? So when people ask you to serve, say, well, I don't really have a whole lot. What can I do? We ought to go ask the little boy who gave his lunch. The apostle said, what is this among so many? It doesn't matter the amount that it is, because once you get into the master's hands, it's going to multiply and feed thousands. He'll take your little and do great things. Question is, are you willing to give your little? And have you ever met someone who shared like precious faith like you? You know, the minute when I first started pastoring this church, I received a phone call from John Killian. Never met him before, never heard about him, and he calls me on the phone. And I'm talking to this man, and there was something on the inside that was bearing witness with his voice, with his character. And so he did our very first set of extended meetings in 2003 or two. I can't remember when. I think it was 2003. Three? Yeah. So just from a phone call. See, but there was something about John. He had like precious faith. He had a faith that was just like mine. It was just precious like mine. And we connected through the Spirit by faith because we were united together. And he's been here every year since that time. 7 years now he's been coming to our home, staying in our home. Why? There was a connection, a divine connection. God was putting two people from South Carolina and Pennsylvania. He brought them together to do great things. That's how the Spirit works. That's how we're so connected to the Spirit. Some people think, oh, I'm just going to go to this church because I see that cross outside. You know what? You were set up by a divine appointment. The Spirit has connected you. There's something that you need here. Amen? There's a divine connection. You're not here by accident. You're not here by coincidence. You're here because God wants to get something into you. He wants to pour His Spirit in you. He wants to activate those gifts so that you can then in turn minister to His body. That's what God wants. You read these chapters about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. It's all about the benefit of the body. It's so that everybody can profit from. He's concerned about the unity of his body. Amen? Let's go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And if he's concerned about the unity of the body, so am I. I like what he says in verse 15. If the foot shall say, because I'm not the hand, I'm not of the body. Can you imagine your foot saying, I want to be a hand? You know, it'd be pretty weird if we had to walk on our hands all day, wouldn't it? Try typing on a computer with your toes. Or if the eyes are jealous of the ears. Aren't you glad that we don't have eyes on the side of our head? I'd have to look at you like this. The point that he's making is every part of the body is important and necessary and vital. The little toe, the fingernail, the eyelash, the tongue, the taste buds. Man, thank God I have taste buds. Every part of the body is important, vital, and necessary. So there shouldn't be any jealousy in the body. Well, I want to do what he does. Why? You're unique. You're different. Celebrate your differences. God didn't make us robots. If he wanted us all the same, why did he make the fingerprints so unique, so different? There's not one fingerprint on this universe that's the same. That's what God did. All right? And so he goes on, you know, no part of the body should be jealous of the other. Just do your part. Amen? Say, I'm going to do my part. No matter how little it is or how big it is. Amen. Now look at verse 18. But now God hath God set the members, every one of them in the body, as it pleases him. If you don't like where you are in the body, take it up with God. And if you think you can argue God, just ask Moses how successful it is to argue against God. He tried to get out of the fact that he made so many excuses of why he couldn't go to Egypt. I can't do this. I can't speak. God said, I've made your mouth. I can't do this. I'll give it your brother Aaron. But after a while, you argue with God, you're going to tick him off. That's what happened to Moses. He got angry. God did. Listen. If God says you can do it, you can do it. He gives you the ability. He equips you. It's His grace that is operating through you. I mean, He's not going to rely on us. We miss the mark all the time. You're like a faucet that's hooked up to the water, and all he wants you to do is turn you on and let the water flow. That's all God wants to do, is turn you on and let the water flow. And the water can be hot, the water can be cold, the water can be slow, the water can be fast. It doesn't matter. The effects, the results get done. Just be water and let God flow through you. All right? So, and say this, say, I need each other. Look at your neighbor and say, I need you. Look at verse 21. The Bible says, and the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you. Nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. But yet, don't Christians do that all the time? Oh, there's a lot of Christians that say, I don't need the church. Oh, really? Really, no man is an island to themselves. You do need the church. We need each other. Because when you don't need someone, eventually you're going to fall. You're going to need someone to lean on. And if you're by yourself, the only person you got to lean on is the devil. And I had no idea how this is going to come out. So, you know, I'm just doing what's on my... Go with me to Isaiah chapter 41. Isaiah 40. You know that there are different levels of the Spirit in the body? I'm going to show you the different levels of the Spirit in the body. Isaiah chapter 41. And look at verse 17. He's talking about making you into a sharp threshing instrument. Did you know that whether you like it or not, you were created to harvest? Each one of us need to be in the field as we are harvesting tools in the hands of God. And then he goes on to say in verse 17, when the poor and needy seek water and there is none, and their tongue fails for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. Now here's what he says. Here's the levels of the Spirit, the Spirit operates in the body. I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry lands springs of water. So there's rivers, there's pools, there's fountains, and there's springs. Each has a different depth, but each has a different purpose. But when they all work together, it gets the job done. The point is, God wants to water his body. You know how much water your body, you know how much water a cow needs per day? A cow needs 50 gallons of water a day. You got 100 cows? That's what, 5,000 gallons of water a day for 100 cows. Now, you're not cows, you're sheep. Amen? But the point is, our bodies are what, 2/3 water? Why does God equate the Holy Spirit with water so much? You're either a river, a fountain, a pool, or a spring. See, now, rivers are important because they generate power. See, in order to generate power with water, it's got to be moving. He said, out of your belly will flow, what? Rivers of living water. So he put a power generator within each of us. So eternal life, Isaiah said that it's like a well springing up into eternal life. You know, when you're thirsty and you go to the water fountain in the back and you press the button, what happens? Water shoots up. And it quenches the thirst. See, so when you're entering into a dry place of life and things aren't going, you need to dig the well down and you need to stir up the water. You need to hit the button so the water shoots out. See, the Holy Spirit sometimes affects me with laughter. And the way I describe it, how many has ever seen a Roman candle or fireworks? Here's how the Holy Spirit operates, like a Roman candle. He goes, p-choo, 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 p-choo. Or sometimes it's like an old motorcycle that you got to kickstart. But once you get it going, see, there's different levels of how the Holy Spirit brings unity to the body. And he even described in Ezekiel 46 about a throne room, a river that flows south from the throne room. And he said, I went 1,000 feet or 1,000 cubits. It was up to my ankles. Some people are in ankle deep water. But you know what? There's more to get. There's more to have. So you want to get all of the Spirit. You want to get all the facets of the Spirit that you can get. So, but you got to go deeper. You got to make the choice to go deeper, to draw near, to listen to the Lord. If you want to stay in the baby pool, you can. But you know what? You can't slide down a slide in the baby pool or you'll crush your head. In order for you to benefit from the water slide, you got to get in deeper water. But in order for you to get in deeper water, you got to be able to tread water. And what helps you swim is the power of the Holy Spirit. He's like your flotation safety device. He'll never let the water get above your head. Ask Peter when he walked on water and he started to sink. Where was the Lord? Was the Lord way back here? I'm going to get you, Peter. I'm coming. No, he was right here. That water did not get over Peter's head. He said, you could go through the waters and you'll not be drowned. You could go through the fire and you'll not be burned. Lord, you just take this wherever you want to go with this. See, this is necessary for the unity of the body. And every service has a flow or a direction. Jesus is the boat. The Holy Spirit is the captain of the boat. Or the Holy Spirit actually is the water. You just get in the boat and let the boat take you where it needs to go. Whether it's deep, whether it's shallow, whether it's a waterfall, whether it's wide, whether it's slow moving, peaceful, still. You just go with the flow. Say, I'm going to go with the flow. Say, I'm going to go with the flow. See, the unity of the body comes about as we cooperate with the Holy Spirit. You're not going to have unity in the body when people fight against the Spirit. How do you cooperate with the Spirit? You yield to the Spirit. When He puts an unction on the inside of you, sometimes you feel it, sometimes you don't. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Feelings, you don't have to have feelings to do what God said. Doing what God said is based on faith, not feelings. It's based on what He said, not how you feel, because feelings will change. Well, Pastor, I just didn't feel anything. So, just because you didn't feel anything doesn't mean that God's working. God's not working. He didn't say it's impossible to please God without your feeling. It's impossible to please God without faith. So, in order for us to be united together as a body, we got to yield to the Holy Spirit, who is the conductor. He's the conductor. You know, when the conductor gets up there, they don't start till he moves. And he brings in, okay, I want this part here, little crescendo here. He's the conductor. But when every instrument follows the conductor, it sounds so beautiful. But when there's an instrument that's not following the conductor, you're going to hear something that's out of tune. Woo, you hit that note. See, we've been talking about the gifts, but the gifts are for the body. And I think that we're going to see an increase of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Listen, There's so much deception that's taking place in this world, we need the gifts of the Holy Spirit to see beyond the junk. Only the Holy Spirit can discern the thoughts and intents of the heart. It can cut between the joints and the marrow. Only He can get to the heart of the matter. And if there was ever a time that we need to yield to the Holy Ghost, it is now. We need to dig some wells. We need to redig some wells for some of us. You know what happened when Isaac came across a well that was plugged up? He dug another one. When that one got plugged up, don't stop digging. Don't stop digging wells. Don't stop pursuing God. Don't stop following after God. Don't relinquish your walk with God for anything. You need to kick it up a notch. You need some bam from the Holy Ghost to kick it up a notch. Because he's getting the body united for His return. He wants a bride that's without spot or wrinkle. How do you get spots or wrinkles out? You got to use heat. Can't get spots or wrinkles out without heat. And you need water for heat. Steam. Steam is the best cleaning agent. You know, you just go, and that steam just breaks up the junk and it clears it out. I love ironing with steam. It straightens out those wrinkles. When the wrinkles see the steam, they go, I'm getting out of here. Go with me to John chapter 4. This is why we have to witness. Do you realize that there are parts of the body yet to join the body, but they're not going to join unless they hear? John chapter 4. I want to show you something. Verse 11, Jesus is talking with the woman in Samaria. And, well, let's back up to verse 10. He said, she was questioning why He was asking her for a drink. Because she was destined to be part of the body, and He was bringing unity to the body by introducing her to salvation. See, you can't come to the body without being saved. You can't come to the Father without Jesus Christ. And it's the Holy Spirit who draws you in. Okay? She was a broken fraction of the body because she had not yet come in to what God had for her. And Jesus answered her and said unto her, if you knew the gift of God, gifts of the Holy Spirit, the gift of God, the greatest gift of God is salvation. The next greatest gift of God is the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. It's the gift that keeps on giving. See, she didn't know the gift of God. If you knew the gift of God and who it is that says unto you, give me a drink, you would have asked Him and He would have given you living water. See, he's trying to bring unity to the body. He's trying to bring her in so that she can benefit. See, you can't benefit from the body unless you're part of the body. You got to be part of the body to benefit from the body. The woman said unto Him, sir, you have nothing to draw with. No, nothing in the natural, but something in the spirit. Yeah, Goliath didn't think that David had an adequate weapon to kill him either, but yet he did. You come at me with a stick. No, I come at you with the name of the Lord. This stick is just for show. But I'm coming at you with a spiritual force. So, she said, the well is deep. Did you know that deep calls unto deep? Uh-huh. From where then have you that living water? See, she was hooked right there. She took the bait. The water that I have has not been living. It's been dead water. I've had one dead relationship after another dead relationship. She's had five. Life wasn't going too well for her. She was abused. She was neglected. She was trying to fulfill these desires in the wrong way through natural means. She said, are you greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children? Jesus said unto her, Whosoever drinks of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. Do you realize how thirsty this woman was in life? With all the broken relationships that she went through, all the hurt, all the emotional roller coaster that she was on. And now this man is telling her that she can drink and never be thirsty. But the water that I shall give him shall be a well of water springing up into everlasting life. In other words, he's saying, I can plant the well in your heart right now. I can give you access to this well, unity in the body. The woman said unto him, Sir, give me this water. I love witnessing to people that say, Give me what you have. Give me this water that I thirst not, neither come here to draw. Jesus said, Go call your husband and come here. The woman said, I have no husband. And Jesus said, You well said. See, now he's operating by a gift of the Holy Spirit now. Word of knowledge. The Holy Spirit revealed to him that the person that she's living with is not her husband. So he's using the gifts to bring unity to the body. And she tells him where she thought she should worship. And Jesus, verse 21 says, Jesus said unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour comes when you shall neither in this mountain nor at Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you know not. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour comes and now is. Say, now is. Who are the true worshipers? Those that worship in spirit and in truth. You're motivated and led by the Holy Spirit, and it's rooted and grounded in the truth. When you're motivated and led by the Holy Spirit, and it's according to God's word, woo, the Father is pleased with that kind of worship. But see, we're in that hour now. God's looking for some true worshipers. He seeks such to worship him. God is seeking for people who will connect with the Holy Spirit to build up the body. Say, I'm a bodybuilder. Say that again. Say, I'm a bodybuilder. Well, it's better to build the body than tear it down. Right? The Bible says, let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth. Did you know that if one file is corrupted and you put it into another computer, it's going to corrupt that computer too? So you better clear up the file that's corrupted. You better replace that file. Thank God that heaven downloaded new software, a new operating system that we can live successfully and in this life. We can live successfully. We can increase. We can prosper because we got new operating system that's virus-free. Verse 24, God is a spirit. They that worship him must. Everybody say must. Notice he didn't give a suggestion. You know, you really ought to. No, he said you must worship him in spirit. In spirit. How can you get in the spirit? How many want to know how to get in the spirit? If you want to know how to get in the spirit, go with me to Ephesians chapter 5. All right. This is the big finale, the big finish, the grand finale. I see the checkered flag in sight. Ephesians chapter 5. In order for you to get in the Spirit, it's going to require you to do one thing. Speak. Ephesians chapter 5. Verse 17. Well, let's go back up. Verse 14. He said, Awake, you that sleep. Let's get the snooze button off. It's time to wake up spiritually. What does that mean? Get out of dead works. Awake, you that sleeps. Arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light. See that you walk circumspectly. That's wise. Not as fools, but wise. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. You know you can redeem the time? How do you redeem the time? You know what God's will is. Verse 17, Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. The will of the Lord is he wants his body together in unity. And he brings it together through the Spirit. Verse 19, speaking. Everybody say speaking. Say speaking. That is now and ongoing. Notice he didn't say spoke. Oh yeah, I remember 20 years ago when I had a move of God. You ain't had a move of God in 20 years? It's because you're not speaking. You're not speaking. You can have a move of God in a second. Speaking to where? To yourself. In psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves to who? To one another. Oh, that's the unity of the body. Well, I don't want to submit to you. Really? Then that's contrary to God's word. Submitting to one another. Because we ought to respect every part of the body. We ought to love every part of the body. We ought to reach out to every part of the body. So the key to being in the Spirit is speaking. Do you realize? And I'm closing. As you speak, it's like taking a bucket, dipping it down into the well, bringing living water up, and ooh, that tastes good. Taste and see that the Lord is good. So I'm going to do it again. I'm going to speak. I'm dipping down into the Spirit. I'm bringing life up. I'm going to speak, dipping down into the Spirit, bringing life up. I'm going to speak, speaking to yourself, psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, that's the word. The more you speak, pretty soon the water is rapid. The more you speak, the more you drop that bucket down, the more the water flows. The more the water flows, the more the power generates, and the more unity God can do. So why don't we stand up? And why don't we do some speaking? I want you to worry about who's behind you, who's in front of you, who's next to you. I want you to speak to yourself in Psalms. If you don't know what to say, look in the Psalms and speak the Psalms and start speaking. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord. Oh, we speak to ourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. You can speak in spiritual language. You can speak in English. Hallelujah. Oh, we just give you thanks and praise, Lord God. We speak in the name of Jesus. The Lord our God, he reigns. He rules in righteousness. Oh, we give you glory and honor and praise, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. The more you speak, you can change atmospheres with your word. You can change your mourning into dancing. You can change your ashes into beauty just by speaking to yourselves. Hallelujah. Being filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking to yourselves. Speaking. Glory to God. We release our words in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for living water. We thank you, Lord. You guys want to play something if you can? Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Just take a moment. Look it, I'm not going to do your speaking for you. You speak. I can't fill you. Stir up the water that's within you. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Oh, Rabakasandalabakasandalamakasanda. Hallelujah. It's time for the body to come together, to put away the factions. You know what? When the body hurts, when one member of the body hurts, the whole body hurts. If you look around and you see someone hurting, you got to do something about it. You got to reach out. Listen, the devil will mess you up. He'll steal, kill, and destroy. But when you're filled with the Holy Ghost, he can't touch you. Oh, Lord God, we just thank you for your glory. Oh, we bless your holy name. We bless your holy name, Father. We change the atmosphere in this place, Lord. Thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the victory. Our Father is greater than all. Oh, we bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, it's a Wednesday night. It's not a Sunday. Stir yourself up every day. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You can do this every day. You can do this any moment that you need encouragement, that you need power, that you need to draw close to God. You need to draw close to God. Hallelujah.
Going through condemnation and shame, and you need to release that tonight, because that's wearing you down. It's weighing you down tonight, and God says, listen, you've been set free because my word says you're set free. Now you just need to confess that and let that go and forget about it. Get that shame and condemnation off you, because it's going to take you off course. That's what he wants to say tonight to three people tonight.
Amen. Hallelujah. So Father, right now we come against that guilt and that shame and that condemnation. And Father, the knowledge of who we are in Christ Jesus is going to rise up. And Lord, we fight those thoughts. Those thoughts of saying you're not going to make it. You're not worthy. We rebuke them in the name of Jesus. You are created in His image. In His likeness. You have the greater one on the inside of you. You have God's greatness on the inside of you. You know, if you play with fire, you're going to get burned. If you're spending more time in the things of this world than you would in the things of the kingdom, you got to shift your priority right now in the name of Jesus. Some of you, God's given you a vision, God's given you a word, and you've done nothing with it. It's time to do something with it. It's time to take a step of faith. Yeah, you may not see what's beyond, but go into the open door. You're not going alone. You're going with Him by your side. Don't lay down and let the devil run over you. At least fight. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's just praise the Lord for a minute. Oh, hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, just begin to worship Him. God to touch you in any part of your life, just come on up and get hands laid on you right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Nothing can change your circumstance like an impartation. If you need prayer, I want you just to come up right now in Jesus' name. This is a door of opportunity. No one has to know what you're coming up for. Just come on up. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, we just worship. Hallelujah. Oh, we give you glory. Hallelujah. Oh, we lift you up. Our God reigns, holy reigns, hallelujah, oh hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Our God reigns.